So I'll just read you a little Rumi that I brought, and then we'll chant. The metaphors here are metaphors, so don't take it literally. He says, there's a hidden sweetness in the stomach's emptiness. But he's not really talking about the stomach. Think of the stomach as the mind. You want to kind of superimpose your understanding of Patanjali. There's a hidden sweetness in the stomach's emptiness. We are lutes, no more, no less. If the sound box is stuffed full of anything, no music. Right? If the mind is full of citta vritti, there's no stillness. That's the music he's talking about. There's a hidden sweetness. Yes, there's a hidden sweetness. The luminosity of our true being, of the self, in the stomach's emptiness, in the mind's emptiness. There's a hidden sweetness, that stillness, in the mind's emptiness. We are lutes, no more, no less. If the sound box is stuffed full of anything, no music. If the brain and the belly are burning clean with fasting, every moment a new song comes out of the fire. And again, he's not talking about fasting from food. He's talking about fasting from living in duality. He's talking about fasting from the citta vritti. If the brain and the belly are burning clean with fasting, every moment a new song comes out of the fire. That fire is the vortex. The fog clears and a new energy, that's Lakshmi, makes you run up the steps in front of you. Be emptier and cry like reed instruments cry. Emptier, write secrets with the reed pen. Now here he's going to get a little, again, don't take it literally. When you're full of food and drink, otherwise known as what we might call storyline thoughts, when you're full of food and drink, when you're living in projection and distraction and dissociation and filter, Satan sits where your spirit should, an ugly mental statue in place of the Kaaba. And again, Satan is the story maker. It's the kleshas. When you're full of food and drink, Satan sits where your spirit should, an ugly metal statue in place of the Kaaba. The story, instead of the actual experience. When you fast, good habits gather like friends who want to help. Right? When you sit in stillness, no more karma is created. Good habits gather like friends who want to help. Don't give in to some illusion and lose your power. But even if you've lost all will and control, they come back when you fast, like soldiers appearing out of the ground, pennants flying above them. But even if you've lost all will and control, they come back when you fast. Or in our language, they come back when you turn within. And you really turn within and really listen and allow yourself to align with your true nature. This is what Rumi is talking about. Submit to daily practice. Your loyalty to that is a ring on the door. Keep knocking, and the joy inside will eventually open a window and look out to see who's there. Yeah? Keep knocking, and the joy inside will eventually open a window and look out to see who's there. Yeah. That's how we want to live. That's the secret. This is what Patanjali is talking about. It's what all the great teachers are talking about. I'll just give you one more tidbit and then we'll chant Om Namah Shivaya. I'll give you Mary Oliver's take on this. It is early, still the darkest of the dark. It is early, still the darkest of the dark. And already I have killed in exasperation 2 mosquitoes and inadvertently 1 spider. It is early, still the darkest of the dark, and already I have killed in exasperation 2 mosquitoes and inadvertently 1 spider. All the same, the sun will rise in its sweeps of pink and red clouds. Not for me does it rise, and not in haste does it rise, but step by step, neither with exasperation nor inadvertently, and not with any intended attention to any one thing, but to all. Like a God that takes its instructions from another, even greater, whose name even we do not know. The one that made the mosquito and the spider. The one that made me as I am. Easy to exasperation, then penitent. Yeah.